Maror ain't tzarech haseda. However, when you eat maror, you don't have to leave. Yayin, what about the wine? Itmar mishmei deram matmeder of Nachman tzarech haseda. We learned in the name of Nachman that you must leave. The itmar mishmei deram Nachman ain't tzarech haseda. So matzah surely needs haseda. Maror surely does not need haseda. Yayin, we have two Lashinas from Rav Nachman. One says Tzarech HaSeva, and one says Ein Tzarech HaSeva. Then the Gemara says, V'loi pligi, it's not a machlaikis. Ha-betarti kaisi basroi. Two of the four need HaSeva, and two of the four kaisis do not need HaSeva. Amri lo lahai gisa, va-amri lo lahai gisa. However, it's a machlaikis, which two of the four need HaSeva, and which two of the four do not need HaSeva. Amri lo lahai gisa. There is one shita that goes this way. Trei kaisa kamoi boi haseva. The first two kaisas, neat leaning. The hashtu du kamascha lo cheres. Because now you're beginning to speak about freedom, about cheres. But trei kaisa basroi loi boi haseva. The two cups which we have for Birchas Hamazon and Hallel do not need leaning. My the habi habi, what was. The Sefer Tzias Mitzrayim is finished. V'amri lo lahai gisa. However, the second Lashon holds the other way. Adarava, faker, the opposite. Trei kaisa basroi, boi haseva. The two cups which you drink for Birchas Hamazon and for Hallel, you should lean. Ha'ishai to the Kohavi Cheres. Now, we have achieved freedom. We have finished the Sefer Tzias Mitzrayim. But trei kaisa kamoi, boi haseva. But the two cups that you drink for Kiddush and for the Haggadah, you don't have to lean Da'akati Avodim Hoyinu Kama. Because we're still discussing when we were Avodim. So the Gemara says, Hashta Di'idmar Hachi, Di'idmar Hachi. Since we have a Machlaikas, whether the two require the two first ones or the last two, Idi V'idi Boy Haseva, you should lean by all four. This is the Sugyas HaGemara. So the Gemara says, surely Masa needs Haseva. And the Gemara says, Mara does not need Haseva. However, by the four Kaisis, it's a Machlaikis in the Gemara. Which two of the four need Haseva? Definitely two need Haseva. But which four of the two? Which two of the four? Do we say the first two? Because here we're speaking about the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, the last two, my Dehavi Havi, finished already. The story's finished. What do you have to leave? What do you have to lean by the last two? Or do you say Faker? The first two do not need, because you're speaking about Avdus, Avodah Meginu. After we finish the story and we achieve Cheres, then we lean at the last two. The Gemara says, we don't know which way to go. Idi v'idi boi haseva. We should lean by all four. Now, Tosfos over here asks a strong shaila. According to the tzad of the Gemara, that the first two need haseva, and the last two do not need haseva. Why not? Because my habi habi. If you finish the story and you leaned at the first two, there's no reason to lean at the last two. My dhavi habi. So Tosfos asks Akasha, if that's the logic, my dhavi habi, because you finished the gula before the suda, so why do we lean by matzah? Say my dhavi habi. I already finished the story. What's the purpose of leaning when we eat matzah? If you don't lean by the last two, because my dhavi habi, because I finished the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, let me have the same reason for matzah. Matzah's eaten after the story, after the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what's the reason why do we lean by matzah? That's Tosfos' discussion. The afagaf the matzah tzricha seva, v'loy omar my dehavi havi. So Tosfos says, shani matzah, she ikar suda yaisa miyayin. The matzah is the main suda. So it's a svara, even though we finish the story. And when it comes to the last two cups of wine, we don't lean because my dhavi have. However, when it comes to matzah, which is the ikar suda, lechem, matzah, the ikar suda, so therefore we lean when we eat matzah. Now the Lashon HaTosfos really requires Ian. If the question was asked of us, we'd answer completely differently. We'd say the reason why we lean by matzah, even though my dhavi have, because matzah is the mitzvah halayla. And matzah is zecher lecheres ashloi hispik v'tzeikum, therefore we lean when we eat the matzah. Tosfos doesn't say that. Oh, very good, but the first Torah does. Very good, very good. Next Torah says it. However, the first teretz of Taisus is simply because the Ikar Suda Taisus seems to say a different understanding. Not because it's the mitzvah halayla, but Taisus says because it's the main suda, it's the main part of the meal. The main part of the meal, that's the reason why we lean when we eat matzah. Not because it's a mitzvah of matzah. But Eifin, one could argue, as we will see, that maybe you have to lean when you eat the matzah during the whole suda. When you eat the gezayis shel matzah shel mitzvah. Because Taisus' reason is the reason why you have to lean is because the ikar suda, he doesn't say because of the mitzvah matzah. Maybe you'll argue that you have to lean because it is a suda, and not only when you eat the matzah shel mitzvah, maybe you have to lean when you eat the matzah throughout the suda. Taisus' other teretz, it's really his third teretz, we'll skip the second teretz. Taisus, v'yoy sheksuva v'tayres zecher l'cheres, shalai hispik v'tseikim l'hachmitz ad shenigalu. So therefore Taisus says, what I thought Taisus should say, that the reason why we lean when we eat the matzah, because the matzah is the matzah shel mitzvah that comes zecher l'cheres. Because there wasn't enough time, it commemorates freedom, therefore it's appropriate to lean. And Taisus ends off, that what you need haseva, by matzahs, by achilas matzah nafikaymen. And we can understand Taisus' comment when he says that's what you need haseva by achilas matzah of kezayis in the beginning of the afikaymen is following his last teretz. Because if you learn the reason why you leave, because it's the ikar suda, that can be mechayev to lean throughout the suda, lavdaf by the first kezayis shel mitzvah. It's not related to the chiyuv achilas matzah in the night of the seder. But once Taisus in his third teretz says the reason why you lean, because the matzah comes zecher l'cheres. What comes zecher l'cheres? The first kezayis and the afikaymen. Those are the mitzvahs halayla. The other matzah you eat during the evening is only achilas sudas yantiv. But the mitzvah of matzah is the first kezayis and the last kezayis. Therefore, Taisus says, according to my second teretz, that the reason why we lean, even though it's my dehave have, is because those are the mitzvahs halayla that come to commemorate cheres. You lean in the first kezayis and the last kezayis. But Taisus' first teretz, that the reason why we lean, in spite of the fact of my dehave have, because it's ikar suda, it's a different part completely. We lean because that is the ikar suda. The ikar suda has to be eaten derech cheres, and it could be you have to lean throughout the whole suda.
But
if Taisus says it, not me. Taisus says it. You have to lean by the first kezayis of the afikaymen. Now, there's a Rambam over here that addresses this shiloh directly. A very interesting Rambam. It says, "B'chol dar v'dar chayiv adam laharis es atzma gilu v'atzma yosa atzma v'shiva mitzrayim." And most of us know already that Gerson, the Rambam, is not chayiv adam liris es atzma, but chayiv adam laharis es atzma. What's the difference between lyricist asma and laharicist asma? Lyricist asma means you have to view as if you went out of Mitzrayim as the chayvus halavavis. You have to view as if you went out of Mitzrayim. Chay laharicist asma means that you have to act in a way that demonstrates that you went out of Mitzrayim. And there was one time a major problem because the Rambam prints the Haggadah after his halachas of chametz u'matzah, and he writes chayv adam lyricist asma. This is a nusach Haggadah. As we all know, Chayiv Adam Liris Esatzma Kilo Yosef Mitzrayim, we find in Agada. However, in the new Rambam, over here, Shapti Frankel Rambam, says, "Behold, over there, Chayiv Adam Laharis Esatzma." So the Agada is in agreement with the Yad HaChazaka. So this new edition solved that problem. It says, "Behold, over there, Chayiv Adam Laharis Esatzma Kilo Beatzma Yosef Atom Shiva Mitzrayim." Shenemar Vaitzanu Haitzi Misham. Val Dovrezet Siva Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Torah. That there's a chiyuv in every generation and generations to demonstrate through actions as if you went out of Mitzrayim. And it's a mitzvah of the Raisa. Amazing. We don't find, as far as I know, the Rishonim who say it so explicitly, but the Rambam says it's the mitzvah of the Raisa. Valdav is at Tziva Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Torah V'Zochar Tehi Eved HaYisa Kloimer Kilu Atu B'Atmu HaYisa Eved B'Yotzosu L'Cheres HaMitzvah. We'll see in a moment how you mekayim this mitzvah. But the Rambam tells us it's a mitzvah of the Raisa that a person has to demonstrate through his actions as if he went out of Mitzrayim. Now, is this a mitzvah B'Tnei Atzma? Another mitzvah we have at the night of Pesach? Or is it part of the mitzvah of Haggadah? What would you say? Is it a mitzvah b'pnei atma, al zetziv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or is it nichlal in the mitzvah of Agada? Now, it is said over b'shem Reb Chaim in various svarim that Reb Chaim would begin his seder every year with the same shtickle Torah. You think 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, they say over there, as is brought down in one sefer, Emek Bracha, every year Reb Chaim would bring his sefer, begin his seder with the same Dvar Torah. What is it? It's a famous shaila. What's the taisis? Well, Pesach, we have a mitzvah of Sechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim Kol Hashana. What is the difference? Man Ishtana Alayla Zeh Mikol HaLeilos. All nights of the year, we have a mitzvah to remember Mitzrayim. So what's the taisis at the night of the Seder that we have a mitzvah to be Mesapa Yetzias Mitzrayim? So Reb Chaim took out the Rambam, and he said, the Rambam explains to us the differences, what the night of Pesach has different. First he says, mitzvah lohidil abonim. You have to tell the children about the story. And then the Rambam says further that you should make a shinui, that the people should ask shailas if there's no children, afilu talmidei chachamim, afilu beinu bein liasmai. So the tzura of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to tell other people derech shaila v'tshuva. That we don't have a whole year. Somebody asked me the Shabbos, he's Baruch Hashem Atesis, and he has a father, Baruch Hashem. Should he go to his father's house so his father can be Mekayim the Pasuk of the Igadat Levincha? What would you say? Is an Elter Zayda Mechuyev to tell his son, who's already a Zayda, the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Igadat Levincha? Says in the Rambam, mitzvah l'idea l'bonim. It's a mitzvah l'idea l'bonim. What?
It's always the
mitzvah. So the father, the Elter Zayda, has to go to the son, who's a Zayda, in order to hear the story. But one thing Mistaver is that the mitzvah deal upon them is that they don't know. If they know already, the Rambam says he's a kotner, a tifish, then you have to tell them we were slaves, and you point with the finger like this shivcha, who you see cleaning her house on her knees and is scrubbing the floor. That's how we were in Mitzrayim. And he's a gadol already. Gadol, the Rambam doesn't necessarily mean bar mitzvah, but he's mature, he's a little bit advanced, then you have to speak in a higher level. But the mitzvah, the chur is l'hoidia, if the person doesn't know. The person knows, there's no mitzvah idea, but the elder Zayda still can tell probably the son who's a Zayda new things. That's a mitzvah deal upon him, derech shayla v'tshuva. That's one difference. Another difference is how much you have to say. Maschul v'gnus, u'sayim b'shvach. And you have to say the whole ishtalshalim with the Esther Makis. All this goes into the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not just Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoteiti Etchem Eretz Mitzrayim. And the third thing is, Omer B'Gamliel, Kol Shelo Yomer Shloshes Dvarim Eilu, Lo Yosi Yedei Chayvosai, Pesach Matzah Maror. So we have three differences between the mitzvah of Lo Pesach and the mitzvah of Kol Hashanah. Now, I want to be Maisif another thing, hopefully not being over about Taisif. L'chur, the Rambam says, B'chol Dover Dor Chayiv Adam L'har Sasim Kili Yosi Mitzrayim, that the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is insufficient to relate the story. But the mitzvah Yetzias Mitzrayim requires that you should do acts. You should demonstrate through your acts and through your maisim that you went out of Mitzrayim. How do I see that's a chelik of the mitzvah Haggadah? Maybe it's a mitzvah b'snei atma. The Rambam says, v'alzetziv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do I see it's a chelik of Haggadah? So I have two rights. First of all, one is more than a raya to kiryas sefer. Early Achran writes, after the din of the chol, dover dor chayivot l'harasat shkilu b'yachli yot Mitzrayim, he says that's a chelik of the mitzvah Haggadah. That's what he says. But I have another raya, and this you could be done. Is there a mitzvah chinuch here? Chelik al. Thank you. It says in the mitzvah chinuch, the chinuch, not the mitzvah chinuch, in mitzvah chafalas, that there's a mitzvah to be mesaper b'yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah to relate the story of Mitzrayim. And if you're familiar with the chinuch, he says shroshi ha-mitzvah. That's already time and reasons for the mitzvah. But in addition to shroshi ha-mitzvah, he gives a small dinei ha-mitzvah. He tells you about the halachas of the mitzvah. So I looked in the mitzvah in the chinuch, and he says, mitzvah l'sapi yitzi yitzrayim b'lach l'misho asa klach l'kfi tach l'shoy l'hal shabeh Hashem yitzbarach. And then he says over here, dini ha-mitzvah, the seder, and the kaisa shel yayin that you chayav to drink. Mitzvah sifri yitzi yitz mitzrayim has to do with drinking the kaisa shel yayin? What does the kaisa shel yayin have to do with the mitzvah of sifri yitzi yitz mitzrayim? There's a mitzvah sifri yitzi yitz mitzrayim, and there's a mitzvah of the whole kaisa. If the chinuch includes the dalakaisis under the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, to me it's clear that by drinking the wine, as we will see, we're makayim the mitzvah of chayav adon laharis etzatzmai Kila Yotze Mitzrayim, because you're demonstrating cheirus, you're demonstrating you're free by drinking four cups of wine, and therefore, by drinking the wine, it's a kiyum in the mitzvah, Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, the chinuch says very correctly, Alpi HaRambam, that drinking the four cups of wine is a chelik of the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the Rambam. So let's go further. The Rambam teaches us there's a chi of Laharis Asasma Kiliyos Mitzrayim. And it's a chelik of the mitzvah of Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim Lo Pesach. And then the Rambam tells you, how do you fulfill this mitzvah of Laharis Asasma? Leficha. Kishasayad Odom Balayla Zeh. Sarich lecho v'lishtais v'humesiv derecheiris. Meaning, derecheiris is a mitzvah deraisa. A mitzvah deraisa lel pesach. Now, it's very possible that the mitzvah deraisa could be niskayim anyway a person will show cheiris. And this is how Chazal told us the nusach of being makayim. L'moshel, there's a mitzvah to daven. Midaraisa, according to Shitas Haram, the nusach hatfilas rablana, but the kiyim is deraisa. Person makes up his own tefillah, he's also Makayavit. Possibly that's true, Bilel Seder. But whether it's true that this is how you have to do it, or if you do it, you're Makayim Deraisa, but Aseva happens to be a Mitzvah Deraisa. The Rambam says clearly, no question about it. So therefore, when you lean, you got to be careful. You know, some people lean like this. I don't think you're Makayim. You have to lean on something. You know, leaning is a Mitzvah Deraisa we're learning. It's not a Dover Kutin. Leaning is a Mitzvah Deraisa, the Rambam says. When you lean, I would assume, you know, maybe Rashi's lashon on the Mishnah is either meet in a shulchan. Not too sure what a meat is. Bring a bed to the Seder table, fine. You need a shulchan. The shulchan we have, Ruch Hashem. But some people don't have armchairs. The members of the family, they just lean. You know, you lean. You have to lean on something to make sure you're mekayim the mitzvah correctly. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, leaning. And then the Rambam says further, v'chol echad v'echad bein anoshim chayiv lishtais v'layla zeh arba kaisa shol yayin. So the Rambam already taught us how you mekayim v'alzeh tzivah kodesh baruch hu the Zachar to Kievin or Yisrael Eretz Mitzrayim by showing cheres, by leaning, and by drinking four cups of wine. The Rambam already taught us the cups of wine are the Raisa, and also the leaning are the Raisa, the Kiyam of Chayiv Odom Laharis Vatzmai, Kilu Yotza Mitzrayim. And if you look at the Rambam says, L'ficha chishesayad odom b'layla zeh tzarech lecho v'lishtais, when you drink, and when you eat, you have to lean. So the Rambam seems to say like Tyson. Tyson says, the Iker Suda is the reason why you lean, even though you have my Dahave Have. The Rambam says the same thing. When you're partaking of your Suda, you have to lean Derech Eris. So already we have Tyson that says that the reason why you lean by Matzah is not because of the mitzvah of Matzah, but rather because it's the Suda, the Iker Suda, the Mechayev HaSeva, the Mitzvah, Chayev and Laharis HaSeva, the Mitzrayim, that's the Rambam and Tyson's the same sheet. Now, we know there's a big Tumah. I want to tell you, in Halach, it doesn't seem to play out so much like this, and people are not like this way. Let's see it, you know, the way I see it. We know that the Afikoyman has to be eaten when? By Chatzos. Few people among this Olam, I would suggest, drink the fourth Kais before Chatzos. Does anyone here drink the fourth kais before chatzais? No one. No, unless we're shy to say it. I try, but I'm often not successful. What? Oh, maybe one person. Akoponim, according to the way we're saying, it would come out if the four kaisis is a kiyam in the mitzvah of chayav adam laharis atzma kilu yotza mitzrayim, and it's part of the mitzvah of Haggadah. The Haggadah, we know, has to be fulfilled b'zman sheyesh matzu maru menachlo fanecha. If rechoshes for a lozim and azar yeshita b'zman sheyesh matzu maru menachlo fanecha means that the mitzvah of Haggadah is subject to the same time frame as the mitzvah of matzah pesach amara. Matzah pesach amara has to be eaten when, according to lozim and azar yeh, before chatzais. The mitzvah of Haggadah is before chatzais. So if it comes out of the dalal kaisis, is a mitzvah of Haggadah, the last kais has to be drunk before chatzais. Now, it's really not my chiddush that you should do it with the chatzila. It happens to say where? In the Gaon. Taisa the Megillah, the Gaon, it's brought down in the Ramah. The Ramah says he should finish Halbavokatzais. The Gaon says because of the fourth Kais. So it's really mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, the possibility and the Lechatchila that you should drink the fourth Kais before Chatzais. So I'm explaining, according to the Rambam, it comes out very understandable because the fourth Kais is a Chelik of Haggadah. Haggadah has to be in the Skayim, as Mashiach Masavar, Munachla Fanecha. After Chatzais, according to Rav Ben Azariah, there's no mitzvah of Matzah, there's no mitzvah of Pesach, and hence there's no mitzvah of Haggadah. Most of the Olam is not Nizer on this, but Al-Kopanim, according to the Rambam, it's understood very clearly why Chatzais is a fact. Now let's just see a little bit further in the Rambam. The Rambam says, after he introduces his big Chiddush, that Kishasayid Adam Balaila Zet Tzarech Lecho V'lishtayit V'lmeisa Derech Heres, Derech Heres, V'chol Echad V'yechad Bein Anoshim Chayav V'lishtayit B'laila Zet Arba Chaisis. He goes a little bit further and he says like this, they must I Tzrichim Haseva. When do you need Haseva? He said, when you didn't drink, you need Haseva. However, he's not satisfied. He wants to be a little bit more specific. B'shas Achilas Kizayis Matzah, when you eat a Kizayis Matzah, u'b'shtiyas Arba Kaisis Ha'elu, when you drink the four cups of wine, u'shar Achilasa Yishtiyasa Yimhesev Harizem Meshubach V'mlavein Etzarech. So the Rambam retreats a little. He says like this, really the mitzvah is that you have to eat the Suz of Asev in order to be Mekayim the Din of Laharis Hasas Mekiliyot Mitzrayim. But the Iker Kviyas Chazal said was needed with the Kizayis Matzah and the Dalet Kaisis. That's the minimum requirement. However, since it's not a halacha really in the mitzvah of matzah and in the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis, but rather it's the mitzvah of Haggadah, Laharis, Esat, Mekiliyot, Mitzrayim, so really you should eat the whole Suda that way at Haris and Meshuvach if you do. However, the Iker focus, the Iker Kviyas of Chazal was on the Dalet Kaisis and on the mitzvah of matzah. But the whole Suda should be eaten by Seva, and he says Haris and Meshuvach. Now the Brisker Rabban is safer. The Brisker Rabban is safer explains a machlokes rishonim ledaitai whether if you don't drink baseva or you don't eat matzah baseva, if you have to drink the kaisis again or you have to eat the matzah again. How does he explain it? He says like this. He says, according to the Rambam, there's no doubt that surely if you eat matzah or you drink the dalet kaisis without haseva, it's not matzah. You don't have to drink again. Why? Because the Rambam says clearly that it's a separate mitzvah of Chayav Adam Laharis Esatz Mekilu Yosem and Mitzrayim. So how could it be Ma'akiv in the mitzvah of matzah? The mitzvah of matzah says eat matzah. It doesn't tell you how you're supposed to eat it. The mitzvah of matzah is brought down in a different parak. It doesn't tell you how you're supposed to eat it. However, there's another mitzvah to show Chayris, Chayav Adam Laharis Esatz Mekilu Yosem Mitzrayim, another mitzvah. So good, you weren't Mekayim the other mitzvah, but how is it possible to be that you were not Mekayim the mitzvah of matzah? The mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis is a separate mitzvah. The fact that when you drank the Dalet Kaisis, you didn't have a seva, that separate mitzvah is not going to be ma'akiv in the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis, because it's a separate mitzvah that we impose on ourselves, l'katchila, the whole suda, v'di'evid, by matzah and Dalet Kaisis, but that mitzvah is not a t'nai in the mitzvah of matzah. It's not a t'nai in the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis, therefore it should not be ma'akiv. This is what the Brisker Rav said. However, if you go according to the Shitas HaRosh, and you go according to the Shitas HaMachaber, and many Rishonim will hold that matzah and Dalet Kaisis, if you don't drink Baseva, you have to drink again. He says, then you have to say different pshat, that the mitzvah of Baseva is not a separate mitzvah of Chayav Adam Laharis Esatz Mekiliyotz Mitzrayim, but it happens to be a takana and a prat in the mitzvah of matzah, and it's a prat in the mitzvah of Yayin. Therefore, if you drink or you eat matzah without a seva, you weren't Mekayim the mitzvah kitikuna, and you have to eat the matzah, and you have to drink the wine again. So therefore,
the first sheet group, he did off the seva.
What?
He did off the seva.
No, according, we'll see. I mean, if you could repeat it off the seva, it's possible to do such a thing. We'll see in a second. But that's how the Brit Skorov said. He says, according to Shitas HaRambam, it's a mitzvah that we're Mekayim when we eat matzah. But it's a separate mitzvah. If it's a separate mitzvah, so therefore, if you don't do it when you eat the matzah, there's no reason you weren't yaitza matzah. Surely you're yaitza matzah. You were Mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. But if you learn, like the other Rishonim, Haseva is a prat in the mitzvah of matzah. It's not a separate mitzvah of Chayav Adam Laharis Esatzmai Hiliyotza Mitzrayim. but it's a prod in the midst of matzah. Matzah has to be eaten by seiva. In addition to matzah, yayin has to be drunk by seiva. Since yayin has to be drunk by seiva, so therefore, if you don't eat the matzah by seiva, and you don't drink the wine by seiva, you're not yaitza, because it's an ikuv in the midst of matzah and the midst of dalakais. This is how the Brisker Rav says. Now, a difficulty I had with the Brisker Rav is that if you look in Shulchan Aruch, we really take both shittas together. The Shulchan Aruch says clearly that a person who doesn't drink baseva and doesn't eat the matzah baseva has to eat the matzah again and has to drink the dal kaiser again. What does that mean by definition according to the Brisker Rav? That baseva is a prat in the mitzvah of matzah and it's a prat in the mitzvah of dal kaiser. And there's no chiv that you have to show yourself as if you went out of Mitzrayim. But it's a prat in matzah and it's a prat in dal kaiser. But yet the Rambam says explicitly that we should eat the suda baseva, the whole suda. The whole suda you should eat baseva. So according to the Brisker Rav, the Chura, those two shittas contradict each other. How could the Rambam say that you should eat the whole suda baseva? That shows us that it's a separate chiv of chayv adam l'har satsum kliyotam mitzrayim. And it's not a prat in the mitzvah of matzah, and it's not a prat in the mitzvah of dal kaisin. If it's not a prat in those mitzvahs, how is it possible that if you don't eat baseva, you have to eat the matzah again? You were yaitz already. How is it shayach that those shitas should live together? According to the Brisker Rav, it happens to be two shitas. Now, let me present the shayach to the Yoilim. Yoilim is welcome to be mafalpal in it. And from that shayach, we'll see if we can bring out some shot. This shayla I mentioned by the shir on Sunday morning, but it's a cute shayla. I saw this 20-something years ago in a sefer from a Chassidish Rebbe. A Rebbe. He had the sefer. I won't mention the name because there's a chiluk on him. But he had a sefer and he had an interesting shayla. He says, what happens if a person eats matzah or drinks wine and he forgets to leave? What's the halacha? You have to eat the matzah and you have to drink the wine again. Right? Without question. That's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. The last two were Saimach on the Rav Yah, because the Rav Yah holds you don't have to lean Bechlab as Manazeb. But in the time of the Gemara, the Nochinami, even the last two Kaisers. Then, when he found out the Halacha, he was about to eat the Matzah again. And he found out the Halacha, he was about to drink the wine again. Who walks into his house? His Rebbe. His Rebbe. What's the Halacha if a Rebbe is in your house? What's the Halacha? You don't lean, and you don't eat the Matzah or the Yayin Baseva. So he says to himself, matzah I ate without haseva already. So why do I have to eat over now? I'm going to eat over without haseva. So what am I accomplishing? I already ate without haseva. So therefore, there's no point in my eating again. I drank wine already without haseva. Now the Rebbe comes in. I'm supposed to drink the wine again, but I'm not going to drink haseva. So what am I going to accomplish by drinking the wine again without haseva? I did that already. With haseva, I'm not allowed to. How would you paskin that child? What would you say? Oh, we have the pipes here. Oh, he attended the shir. He tells the tzush to an interesting shy. Let me tell you another shy, which I don't think is a tzush, though. There's a shy like this. Let's say a person does not say yal v'yovah yamincha. What's the halacha on Rosh Chodesh? What's the halacha? You have to daven again. What happens if you forgot to daven again? So then you daven two Shmon Esrays for Meir, correct? Mincha without Yal V'Yavai is a mincha that requires another davening. So then you have to daven two Shmon Esrays for Meir as if you did not daven. However, there's one problem. The night is not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So you can argue to yourself, daven without Yal V'Yavai, I did that already. So to daven again and not say Yal V'Yavai, what's the point? I did that already. And I can't say Yal V'Yavai at night because it's not Rosh Chodesh. Or do you say, no, listen, I davened, I wasn't yaitza. So even though in the afternoon I davened without Yavi Yavi, and at Meir of my whole davening will be without Yavi Yavi, but the Meis I was not yaitza over there. It sounds somewhat similar, right? Somewhat similar. Do you correct something if your correction is truly not going to correct what you did wrong? And I thought it's a dover pashut that the comparison is not a comparison, and there's no suffix you have to drink over the wine when your Rebbe is present. Why is there no suffix? Because if you drank the wine without leaning, you weren't yaitza shnias yayin. If you ate the matzah without leaning, you weren't yaitza matzah. Now your Rebbe comes in, you have the opportunity to be yaitza matzah without leaning. You have the opportunity to be yaitza yayin without leaning, fine. You'll ask me from those shitas or rishayinim, atushtel, that what's the point The Rishonim say you don't daven over because what's the point of davening over the chura? You're not going to say Alviyavi anyway. Because they hold a different svar. They hold when a person forgets the Alviyavi, you yait a tefila. You yait a tefila. So why do you daven again if you yait a tefila? You have to daven again to say Alviyavi. It's not that a tefila without Alviyavi is not a tefila. A tefila without Alviyavi is a tefila. The only thing is you have to daven again in order to say Alviyavi. So, if you have to daven again in order to say Alviyavai, so then at night, what's the point of davening again? Because my davening at night is going to be without the Alviyavai. But drinking wine and eating matzah without leaning, you're not yaitza, yayin, and matzah. If you're not yaitza, yayin,